Lovely. What a wonderful gift that the Lord has given us, the gift of music. A gift that speaks to our hearts the way no other does. I'm thankful also for his word, the words of our Savior Jesus Christ, that have been preserved for us down through the ages, that we have these words to use to order our lives, to understand the greatness of our God and the wonder of the gift of his Son. I'd like to read today from the second chapter of Luke. I'll begin at the first verse. And it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. The lovely story of a miraculous birth, one the likes of which had never been seen and will never be seen again. A birth of the Son of God. But this is the backdrop for the rest of the account that I would like to focus on this morning. Verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Shepherds, humble, simple, probably uneducated, considered lower class, not held in particularly high esteem by the population. Certainly not holding any power or authority. But they were abiding in the field. They spent their days and nights in the countryside. Unlike other shepherds who watched their flock during the day and then returned them to the fold where they were safe for the night, these shepherds were abiding. They were living in the field. They were nomadic. And they were keeping watch over their flock by night. They were on the job 24/7, keeping the sheep from straying during the day and protecting them from predators at night. They were always watchful, always on the job, taking care of their sheep. Verse 9, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They surely knew the night sky, the stars and the constellations, the planets, how they changed with the seasons. No surprises, other than perhaps an occasional meteor shower. But this night was different, one that would change their lives forever. They were suddenly in the presence of an angel, shining brighter than the noonday sun. The sky was filled with light that didn't seem to come from any particular direction. Everything was light and an angel. They were afraid, amazed, confused, shocked. What's happening? Verse 10. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." The angel said, "Fear not." The angel actually spoke to them. They were even more surprised, more shocked, more amazed. I wonder what that voice sounded like. Do you think it was loud and thunderous? Maybe it was harsh, but maybe it was a sweet, gentle voice. Loud enough to be heard, but not so loud as to make them more afraid. It spoke to them in their heart. The angel even said, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to tell you something wonderful, which will make you very happy, joyful. This is good news for everybody, not just for you, but for all mankind." Verse 11 and 12. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The angel told them that the Messiah, the Savior, the Son of God, the one they had been waiting for, that their ancestors had been waiting for generations, that Messiah was born. They knew that his coming was prophesied, but I doubt they thought they would ever see it themselves, because they were just poor, humble shepherds. But the angel told them that they would see him that very night. They would find him in Bethlehem, a small town outside of Jerusalem. And he would be sleeping in a stable. The King of Kings would be lying in a manger, in a feeding trough for the cattle. Verse 13, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Suddenly the whole sky from horizon to horizon was filled with angels singing and praising God. What an amazing sight that must have been. Certainly more amazing than anything they'd ever seen in the heavens, even the most spectacular of meteor showers. The angel sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." Peace. Peace on the earth. Where is that peace? I looked up the history of warfare from the time of Christ until now, except for a few short exceptions. There has not been a time on the face of the earth when there was not war, from the time of Christ's birth until now. So where's the peace? He said there would be peace on the earth. I want to read to you from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to John, verses 26 and 27. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. But not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That peace that the angels proclaimed is not of the world. That peace which the angels proclaimed is in the hearts of the believers and followers of that one who was born in the stable. The Messiah, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 15. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. The shepherds were so excited to see the newborn Son of God, they left everything to go and find him and praise him. 16 through 20. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I see in this beautiful account of the shepherds an example for us. A group of humble people living out their lives, a routine life, but their lives are touched by the Holy Spirit of God through an angel. By the power of that Spirit, they are introduced to Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and presented with the promise of peace and a fulfilled life. They leave behind everything to seek the Savior. And when they find him, they are moved with such joy to the point they are compelled to share the good news of his coming with everyone that they meet. They return to their daily lives, praising God, forever changed because they now know the Savior. Let us remember the awe and the wonder that they experienced. Let us remember the peace and the joy and the goodwill that those humble shepherds felt that special night when the Savior was born. Let us keep these things in our hearts this Christmas season, throughout the coming year, and throughout our lives. Let us now go. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. God bless you each.